The Lunar New Year is China's most important cultural celebration, and this year begins today. Tina Liao is president of the Tucson Chinese Cultural Association. She says the celebration generates the world's largest mass migration as people rush to their hometowns to visit relatives.
So people in China, no matter where you are, they will try to travel back to where the parents are to show respect and then also reunion with the family members.
Liao says the Lunar New Year is like an entire country trying to have a family reunion all at the same time.
That's the most important thing, is the family reunion.
She's been able to go to China twice during the 25 years she's lived in Tucson. Because it's not always possible to travel, she says it's important for her and other members of the Chinese-American community in Tucson to preserve the cultural traditions of this important holiday, many of which involve food.
The two things are the must. One is the fish, the whole fish. Usually the Chinese like to eat things as a whole, like chicken is a whole, duck is a whole, fish is a whole, because you have to start things with good beginning and a perfect ending. And then the other thing we must have for the New Year's Eve dinner is dumpling. So it's like a whole family joint effort to make the dumplings.
Liao is a relative newcomer in a community of Chinese immigrants in Tucson made up of students, working professionals, and many longtime residents that have multi-generational roots in the Southwest. She came to Tucson 25 years ago to study at the U of A, and she stayed to make a living and raise a family. According to Robin Blackwood, a member of the Tucson Chinese Cultural Center who has researched the Chinese immigrant population, the Old Pueblo has been home to Chinese immigrants for well over a century.
The records date from the 1870s and seem to show the Chinese arriving both from California and from Mexico. But it was only a few years later that there began to be Chinese grocers in the area. Probably as early as 1879 or 1880.
Blackwood says what started as a few Chinese immigrants at the end of the 1800s grew steadily into the 20th century, and many new arrivals opened grocery stores in the predominantly Mexican neighborhoods of what is now downtown Tucson.
By the 1920s, they were very ensconced in the community as grocers, and some families would come and have multiple grocery stores so that one member would come and open a grocery store, and then his brother would come and open another grocery store. The sons would perhaps open grocery stores if they could figure out a way to get funding. And by the time of the 1940s, in a community of about 35,000 people, we have recorded over 100 Chinese grocery stores in Tucson during the 1940s.
The first year we moved to Tucson, my mother always slept in a basement because it was much cooler.
Arlene Lee lived with her parents in Anita Street Market in Barrio Anita.
And she could not take the heat in Tucson.
Her family came from California, and in this interview conducted in 2009 for an Arizona Public Media story on the history of Chinese grocery stores in Tucson, she describes how prevalent the merchants were in the Mexican communities.
Anita Street is the short one block thing, practically. And we had three grocery stores on that little street. And my friend Somi was on the store kind of diagonally across from us. Then a block to my right of our store, there was another grocery store. There was no competition. I mean, I think the customers all had credit, of course.
There was literally a Chinese grocery store on each corner. And we know that in some little neighborhoods like Anita Street, which is only a mile long, that little street was served by about seven Chinese grocery stores.
Blackwood says the Chinese community in Tucson has continued to grow. Because travel to China can be expensive and time-consuming, especially during the Lunar New Year, which usually conflicts with school and work schedules, a local tradition has emerged.
Historically, I think they've probably always had celebrations in Tucson with firecrackers and things like that. And now we have a whole range of commemorations of the Lunar New Year.
The Tucson Chinese Cultural Center is hosting a community celebration of the Chinese New Year starting this weekend. The events feature food, art, and performances, says Susan Chan, volunteer coordinator and program manager at the Cultural Center.
We want everybody in the community to experience Chinese New Year with us.
Chan says the Lunar New Year is the most important holiday for the Chinese community, and the Cultural Center provides a venue for the entire Tucson community to participate.
Our building has been in existence for about 9 years. Our association has been in existence for over 50-some years. And the last 5 years, we started this Chinese New Year festival, and it's grown tremendously.
Tina Liao says the Lunar New Year celebration is about ushering in good fortune and dispelling all that is negative and harmful.
This year is the Year of Horse. The Year of Horse supposed to fly full of energy. It will bring lots of prosperity. So Chinese like to use this word, 马到成功. When the horse arrives, you are success. In English, I think it's called a speedy success.
The Lunar New Year celebration lasts 15 days and concludes this year on February 14th. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Luis Carrion.